Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. My guest guarantees, that's right, you heard me correct, guarantees you will be healed. And the proof is this. He gets more people healed than anyone that I know. I want to find out what he's doing. Are you interested?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard of people that live to be 120 or 130 or, you know, these ridiculous lengths of time? And you kind of want to find out, what did they do to live so long? Well, my guest provokes me to jealousy, and that's the call of the Gentile, to provoke the Jew to jealousy, you know, in Romans 11. But Thurman, 35 years of not being sick?
Yes, 35 years without one single sickness or no problems at all.
Are you special, or do you think that everyone could be that way?
Well, of course, I know that nobody is special with God, that everybody can do this. I learned it reading the Word of God.
Okay, now get this. He's a Southern Baptist Sunday school teacher. He's about ready to get a hold of, I wasn't Baptist, the Southern Baptist Quarterly. I guess that's what all the Sunday school teachers teach through. And God speaks to him. You've heard God's audible voice, what, maybe 50 times?
Yeah, at least.
I protest too. I mean, 50 times, not just intuitively knowing God's voice, but the audible voice of God. I've only heard his audible voice a couple of times. I have to tell you, it was life-saving. How about in your case?
Amen. It's what gave me the faith I have today, Sid, that along with the written Word of God.
Okay, so you're going to teach this Sunday school class, and you're going to do exactly what that quarterly tells you to do, but God speaks to you. What does he say?
The Lord spoke to me. I was preparing for a Sunday school lesson, and he told me, said, son, I want you to lay down your Southern Baptist information, and I want you to start teaching just my word in your church. When he said that, I said, Lord, with the revelations you've been giving me as I've studied your word, if I start doing that, I said, the people are really going to think there's something wrong with me. And I said, you're going to have to confirm what I teach with signs and miracles or healings or something to prove that I'm telling the truth. Because
what? In a Southern Baptist church, you're not only going to get off the program, yeah. Now you're going to say miracles are going to break. Well, you are really something.
I will have to say our God is really something. You know.
Okay, but did you do what God said? And number two, did miracles happen?
Yes, I absolutely did what God says. Anytime you hear God speak to you, you better do what he says. You know, so it's really, really beneficial for your health.
They say that on medicine.
So, yes, I started teaching his word. And, in fact, I went to the pastor and told him I was going to do this. And that I was going to teach a special lesson, just the word of God. And so he said, okay. He didn't have a problem with that. And so he made an announcement in church that I was going to start a special Sunday school class. And I was just going to teach the Word of God, and anybody wanted to
come. Isn't that unique?
It was very unique.
So, you're teaching. Did God do that second request
Yes, he did. I started teaching these things, and the people in the class were just amazed, you know, at the promises that are in God's Word that we never heard as Southern Baptists.
Hey.
And they said, surely these things don't work. And I said, well, yes, they do work. They're in God's Word. And so, I used one example, like Matthew 18:19, you know, where the Lord says, again, I tell you, that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father in heaven. And so, one of the girls, after the lesson, after two or three lessons, she come up and she says, Thurman,
my mother has got ulcers
real bad, and we're going in this week, Thursday. She has an appointment. They're going to run a scope down her to see how bad they are, so they'll know what kind of surgery they're going to have to do. I believe, she said, if you would agree with me in prayer, that God, according to these promises, would heal my mother. And so I told her, well, that's what he said. And so we repented of our sins and our unbelief and everything, and we prayed the prayer of faith based around Matthew 18:19. And then, of course, I said, now, we have to believe with no doubt in our heart. So that's written in James 1:6-7. You've got to believe with no doubt in your heart. And so we did, and I told her, I said, now go home and tell your mother she's healed. And so she said, what? I said, if you can't do that, you didn't believe. And she said, wow, okay, I'll go tell her. Well, the next Sunday morning, that mother was there in the Bible study class with her daughter. And she said, I want to meet you. And I said, well, who are you? And she told me, I'm so-and-so's mother. And I said, oh, you're the lady we prayed for last week. She said, yes, last Sunday y'all prayed for me. And she said, I went to the doctor Thursday to have this test done. And when they run the scope down in me, my stomach looked like a brand new one. There was not a single thing wrong with my stomach at all.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. If that was the only miracle, from just teaching pure word of God, it would have been enough. But you had miracles erupting in this Baptist Sunday school class. How did the pastor and the others react?
They didn't know how to receive me. You know, I was a kind of an outcast, you know, because nobody saw miracles, and at least not in the Baptist church I was in. And all of a sudden, I'm seeing them, and people are coming to me for prayer, and I'm praying for people. And, I mean, it just begins to explode in the Baptist church. Virtually everybody I prayed for got healed.
You know, there's such a presence of God on Thurman right at this moment. I am hearing what are known as words of knowledge. I have heard that someone's neck has been healed. I have heard that people with skeletal problems, the pain is gone anywhere in your bones. When we come back, Thurman walks in to the greatest test of his life. Let me tell you something. No human should face what he had to face. And God showed up. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
So, Thurman is teaching a most unusual healing class. He guarantees the people will be healed, but we won't get into that yet. He finishes a class, and he gets a phone call no person should ever get. Your wife and daughter were just in an automobile accident, and they're both dead. Your granddaughter and her girlfriend are fighting for their life. You better get to the hospital right away. Take it from there, Thurman.
Well, the very first thing I did in that healing class, everybody needs to know that you have to believe that everything works together for good and that God's in total control. And so by being Him in total control, even though I've lost my wife and my daughter, the first thing I did before that class of people is I got down on my knees and I began to praise and worship the Lord.
King of Kings,
I praised Him or worshiped Him probably for 15 or 20 minutes. And then I got up and went home and got my son, and we drove to Cook's Medical Center.
Your wife.
And they told us that my wife and daughter were already deceased. They were killed in the car wreck.
Your granddaughter.
And that my granddaughter and the other little girl was critical, and they probably were not going to make it, especially my granddaughter.
Tell me what was wrong with your granddaughter, Edwin. When the doctors explained to you.
When I got there, her head, first of all, was twice its size, and blood was running out her nose, her ears, her mouth. Everywhere there was an opening in her body, eyes, there was blood running out. Her skull was crushed in five places. Her brain stem was completely severed. And when they told me that, I said, Doc, I said, does that mean the brain is just free-floating in the head? He said, yes. He said, the eyes are jerked out of the brain, the brain stem is severed, skull is crushed. He said, every organ in her body is damaged. And he said, her right knee is crushed and her left leg is broken right below her knee and right above her ankle. And he said, it's impossible for her to live. Absolutely impossible.
When they said that to you, what was the first thing that came out of your mouth when they said that to you?
The word of God, John 15, 7. And it says, it has a qualifier. It says, if. Now, that's a big word.
The Lord says,
if my words remain in you, and if you remain in me, then you can ask me anything you want to, and I will do it for you. So I reminded the Lord. I said, Lord, you know my heart better than anybody. But I said, Lord, you know I have served you and loved you and praised you and worshiped you. You know I've spent hours every day in your word. And so I know these promises belong to me. I'm your son. And so I began to quote the scriptures. And then I said, Lord, I want her face to be healed. I want her face to be made put together. I don't want a scab to form. I don't want her to grow up with scars on her face. You said I could ask for anything. So I want her face to be beautiful and smooth with no scars. I want you to put her brain stem back together, put her skull back together, reconnect her eyes to her brain, and fix everything in her body. And I said, I'll not let a doctor do a single thing to her. I will totally trust you. And I did. And of course, he began to heal her.
Now, when you talked to the doctors, at that point, did you have the chutzpah, the nerve to say, I guarantee?
Yes, I did.
Can you picture going to one of the doctors was Jewish?
Yes, he was.
How can you guarantee? She's on a breathing machine. They want to take her off because she's pretty much finished. Yeah. What did you say?
Well, I told him, I said, you know, I guarantee you when you disconnect her, she's not going to die. And of course, Dr. Davis, a beautiful lady doctor, probably 35, 40 years old, she said, sir, you're the only man I have ever seen in my life that absolutely refuses to accept reality. She said, you know, she said, you know, when we unplug her, she's going to decease. I said, honey, there's not a chance she's going to die.
Wait a second. Can you imagine having that type of faith, that tenacious type of faith? I believe that that is normal, that the whole world would be normal. So they take her off the breathing machine, and what happens?
In fact, I guaranteed them that she would breathe over the machine on her own when they unplugged her. And so there was a whole room full of doctors and nurses, and so they started unplugging her. And as they unplugged her, she started breathing 2 points above the machine on her own.
You know, so all these conditions, we actually interviewed Thurman when his granddaughter was 4 years of age. Would you like to see her today? The one the doctor said, you can't live, it's finished. Let's take a look at her. You know, I've got to see little Caitlin. Caitlin, would you come here to your granddad? Oh, that's a big step.
Yeah, come on. Come on, sugar. Praise the Lord. What a God we serve.
Caitlin, are you still ticklish? If I was to go right here, could I tickle you?
Now she really is still ticklish. But how old is she today? And didn't you tell me you bought her a horse?
Yes.
I wonder what that Jewish doctor has to say about that.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what he said. When I took her back for a checkup and he saw her walking, he picked her up and run in his office and put her up on a stand and started checking her. And I said, Dr. Marks, I said, what do you think about my Jesus now? He said, sir, all I got to say to you is somebody a whole lot bigger than me put this little girl back together.
Now, she is absolutely beautiful today. How old is she now?
17.
17 years of age. I want him to tell about one of the most outrageous healings I've ever heard of when we come back, and then pray for you. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Okay, I want to know, Thurman, how you can guarantee someone's going to be healed.
The only way you can guarantee God's word is to know what it says and believe it in your heart.
So if you believe it in your heart, that's how you guarantee it.
That's right, yeah.
So if you can't guarantee it, that means you don't believe it in your heart.
That's absolutely right.
Okay, I got it. Now, you have this young boy, age 11, horrible condition, warts. Was it all over his body? Explain.
Yes, when his mother and dad asked me when I started teaching just the Word of God in the Sunday school class, This couple was in that class, and they heard me teach things they had never heard before, that God would do miracles and healings and things. So they invited me to their house, and I went up there, and I said, what do y'all need? And they says, well, our 11-year-old son here, we've taken him to doctors. They burned warts off of him, but his body is literally covered with warts. And said we even had a bunch of them burned off the back of his right hand, and it just left two big rows of scars, but the warts came right back in him. And so I looked at him. They brought him in. He sat down beside me, and I looked over at him, and I said, gee, Philip, I said, you've got warts everywhere. I mean, he had warts in his forehead, in his eyebrows, in his eyelids. He had warts in his nose. He had warts on his neck.
Did you take any pictures of him?
He wouldn't let me.
Why?
He didn't want nobody to see what he looked like. He hated himself. And so he even told me, you know, he said, I said, son, you got more warts than anybody I ever saw in my life. He said, and I hate myself. He said, everybody at school calls me warty. I said, well, I understand, son, but I said, there's something about God you got to know. I said, God will let you take those scars to your grave. But if you'll come to him in faith, I said, I guarantee he will take those warts and scars off of your body. And so I said, so we got to get in the word. I said, now, the first thing we got to do, I said, we got to make sure that all of us are free of sin. We got to know that Jesus' blood has covered us. And if there's any sin in our life, anything we've done wrong, we need to get rid of that. And I said, one of the major sins I've come to realize, especially in the church today, is the sin of unbelief. I said, we don't believe these wonderful promises. So I got the mom and the dad to repent of sin. And then for the next couple of hours, at least a couple of hours, I started building this boy's faith. As I built his faith on the Word of God, after a couple of hours, I asked him the question. I said, son, do you believe that the Jesus that I'm talking about out of this Bible, with all the promises he made, do you believe he can take these warts and scars off your body? Little Philip said, Mr. Scrivener, he said, after what I've heard you talk about in this book, I believe Jesus can do anything. I said, son, that's what Jesus can do. I said, he can do anything. He even says he can do anything. So I said, now then, I said, I want us all to kneel here, and I'm going to take this wonderful promise of Matthew 18:19, which again says, I've used that verse a lot, Matthew 18:19, which says, again I tell you, now that's Jesus talking too, by the way. Jesus said, again I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. So we knelt there, and everybody made sure they'd repented of all their sins, mom and dad and little Philip. And of course, like I say, Philip was 11. He'd had these warts since he was 3. And so 8 years, he'd had them all over his body. And so anyway, I told him, I said, now after Jesus heals you, I want you to know that when you go back to school this year, when they ask what happened, you're going to have to tell them that Jesus took these off of you. I said, you know, they ain't going to believe you. They're going to laugh at you, but you got to stand on the Word of God. And so anyway, we prayed, and then I stood up, and after we prayed and I stood up, I looked at the mother, and she asked me a question. She says, when are they going to come off? I said, well, that's the only thing God doesn't tell me is when. I said, now, I guarantee you that if you'll stay in faith with me and don't get into any kind of sin or anything, unbelief, I said, I guarantee you in a few days to a few weeks at best, Philip won't have a wart or a scar left on his body. I guarantee it. But I said, I guarantee you something else. When I walk out that door, there's going to be an enemy. And I said, he's going to come and he's going to put his hand on your shoulder and whisper in your ear. Now, you don't think just because this old gray-headed guy come over here and prayed over you that God's going to do anything. Remember, the doctors couldn't get them off. They burned them off and they come right back and the scars are still there. So you don't think just because he prayed, this is going to go away. I said, but don't believe that lie. Don't believe that lie. I said, stand on the promises of God and I guarantee Philip's warts will go away. Well, the next morning, mother goes in to check him, and all the warts on his hands, of his hands, fingernails, and under his fingernails, on the backs of his hands, every wart on his hands were completely gone overnight. Now, he still had lots of warts all over his body, but they were gone on his hands. Well, 3 weeks later, when I saw him at church for the first time, that little boy did not have a wart nowhere on his body. They were all gone.
But what about the scars from when the doctors cut them?
The scars were still there.
Oh.
Now, the scars were still there, and when the mother gave me his hand, said, "Thurman, look, all the warts are gone off of Phyllis' body everywhere, all under his clothes where you can't see it, warts everywhere." But said, "They're all gone. The only thing's left, those two rows of scars." I said, "Well, Mama, according to Mark 11, 23, which says, whatever I say with my mouth, if I believe with my heart, I can have it." So I said, "I am speaking to those scars, and I'm going to guarantee you, according to the Word of God, by next Sunday, Philip will not have a scar left on his body."
So
and next Sunday, when Mother come in, if you ever saw a charismatic mother in a Baptist church, we had a charismatic mother in that Baptist church. She was dancing, jumping, praising God. Even Baptists get excited when Jesus shows up.
I'm going to tell you something. You're going to get excited because if you will repent of your sins, if you will willfully choose to forgive everyone that has offended you, as Thurman prays, you will be healed. Would you pray for them right now?
Yes, yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and praise you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for forgiving us when we confess our sins and repent of our sins and promise you we'll never do those things again. And Lord, especially that sin of unbelief, I thank you for forgiving us and helping our unbelief. And I thank you, Father, for being such a mighty, awesome God. And I thank you for restoring everybody, whatever their need is. May you meet that need of every person. Now, Lord, give them the faith and the authority and everything to stand by your word, on your word, and help them to get in your word so they can learn these promises for themselves so they can receive their healing and maintain it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Let every man be a liar, but God's word is true. Believe it. Act it. Live it.